Good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman, and I'm speaking to you live this morning from Ledyard, Connecticut. I want to welcome each and every one of you on our live training call. Impact is in the house, and we are making an impact. Let me tell you something. I am in a very good mood today. Let me tell you why I am so happy. I got a bunch of reasons to be happy. But one of the things, let me start with the second most important thing. It is today more important for you to hit director than at any time in Impact's life. And let me tell you why. A couple of things happened. I don't know where it happened. Maybe it was Japan. I'm not sure where it was. But all I can tell you is this. The director check match, which had been paying, you know, somewhere between 10 and 14% for a long time, the last 2 weeks have been over 20%. Last week was over 22%. Guys, that is huge. Think about the last time you hit director, what your director check match was, and now imagine that it was twice as much. Well, that's exciting. And so now you really have to strive more than ever to get to that level of director because you want your checks going up. Let me tell you why I'm in such a good mood. I broke the ice. I was in a slump for a while. Yesterday and the night before, I literally enrolled two people. Now, I'll be putting them in today because I didn't have time last night, and I kind of screwed up on my computer a little bit. I don't know what happened, so I'll be doing it today. But I enrolled two people. Now, let me tell you why I'm in such a good mood, because I enrolled two people. And you know what's really interesting about this business? You may walk around feeling a little, it's like, man, is it not happening fast enough for me? Are other people doing better and this and that? And now there's self-doubt. Well, maybe the product is, maybe it's expensive, or maybe not enough people are feeling it, or maybe the comp plan, maybe the timing, maybe Eddie don't know what he's talking about, and you start to have a little doubt, okay? All I can tell you is if you want to feel good about your impact business, I guarantee you what's going to make you feel good. Enroll somebody. I know that Becky is smiling this morning because she just enrolled a guy that she had enrolled in two other companies. And I think it was yesterday, it might have been the night before, she enrolled them. And it was amazing hearing Becky on the phone, all excited. You know that it's very exciting to enroll somebody in this business. It does a few things for you. It brings back your belief more than ever. Do you know why? Because you introduced this to somebody, you used the tools to do it, and they saw in this opportunity exactly what you did. And I was in a slump for a while, and I made all kinds of excuses to myself. Well, you know, for a month or so, I was traveling nonstop, and I was doing some things behind the scenes with the company, and one excuse after another excuse, when the truth of the matter is, I just wasn't working hard enough at recruiting. And I wasn't doing the numbers. Oh, by the way, I did not just speak to two people to enroll two people. I personally spoke to approximately 17 people in the last week or so. Now, that's still not enough if you're part-time, 17 people in a week. But, man, if you just speak to two people a day, that's 10 to 14 people in a week. And sure enough, the same numbers held true for me. When I spoke to enough people, I was able to enroll a couple of people. And I promise you, nothing is going to make your business grow more than enrolling one new person. It's always that new person, because the new blood is the lifeblood of your organization. See, Impact can be doing well. Impact can be flourishing. And oh, by the way, Japan this week. Remember I told you 2 weeks ago they had the biggest week that they've had in almost a year? This week they're on pace to be even bigger. And so, again, I heard somebody say, oh, I heard Japan's falling through. Trust me, if it's one thing I can see, it's volume in Japan. Volume in Japan, volume in Taiwan, internationally, we are exploding. See, Robert Kelly knows what he's doing. And at just the right moment, he is introducing Edge into Southeast Asia. Remember, I've been telling you, this guy's not looking to do $2 billion a year in this company. He's looking to do much more than that. Remember what I said, by the end of October, we've got Southeast Asia that's going to be opening with impact and with Edge. And, of course, that first quarter of 2019, you're looking at mainland China. Some wonderful things are happening. I know some of you, you know, were able to get on the webinar. It was a little short notice for some of us, and I know there's another webinar that we want to get on Monday, but the bottom line is, this is the company, guys. This is it. As I, you know, I get people from other network marketing companies calling me on a daily basis. This one and that one and coins and investments and whatever. Let me tell you something. You know, I've got a close friend in a coin network marketing company. And he's telling me how great it is. And then upon further understanding, this is the third coin company he's been in because the first two went under. You know, the Bitcoin type stuff. One guy that lost, I don't know, tens of thousands of dollars and lost all his credibility bringing people into those coin deals because, you know, I guess if you invest in a Bitcoin, I guess it's good as the price goes up. But man, if you're in a network marketing company and the company goes under, it's just like anything else. You lose. You're done. You're over. And so this is literally the third one that he's been in, and he lost all his money in the other two. So it's like a buyer beware kind of thing. What we've got here is a legitimate business opportunity. A startup company that doesn't act like a startup company. A startup company backed by a network marketing company that has been around for close to, actually opened up 10 years ago. So that the company that funds this literally opened their doors in April of 2007. That's a 10-year-old company. So what you've got is the best of everything. You've got that unbelievable ground floor opportunity, but you're back to a 10-year-old debt-free international rock-solid company. And so I've never in my life seen such an early opportunity with the backing of a major company. I mean, look at the tools. Oh, my gosh. From the second I saw what Nick and his team put together, I was just blown away. And you can get on these calls. You can get on webinars. You can do whatever you want and learn the business. That's great. And I believe in your downtime, if you're not recruiting, if you're not getting at least some customers, if you're not giving out samples, then learning your new business, the business of impact and the network marketing model, I think it's great for you. But the truth of the matter is, as much as I've had mentors teach me things over the years, and I've been blessed with some really strong mentors in my life, all the reading in the world, all watching videos in the world doesn't mean anything until you go out there and do it. Because the truth of the matter is, I'm a pretty good recruiter, actually. I would call myself a master recruiter. I didn't start that way. Now, I read about recruiting. I listened to audio cassettes in the old days about recruiting. I watched videos about recruiting, and that was all well and good. But you know how I learned how to recruit the best? I failed my way into becoming a master recruiter. Do you know how I did that? I recruited a lot of people. I called a lot of people. And I believe, and I could be wrong on this, there's no way to prove this, but I believe in my heart and soul that in the last, let's say from 2002 to now, in the last 15 years, I believe I've had more people say no to me than anybody that has ever lived in network marketing. It's certainly in the last 15 years. I believe I've got more no's than anybody in the last 15 years. And you know what? I don't mind. I don't mind that many people saying, no. Listen, do you think I would rather everybody said yes to me? You don't think it bugs me when people say no to me? You don't think it just, it amazes me that we can't seem to explain this thing well enough for everybody, that there are some people that are still doubters, and, you know, no matter how you prove it, no matter what the checks are, it's frustrating. But the one thing I do know, being a math guy, is the numbers don't lie. And if you speak and if you contact 60 people over the next 30 days, two people a day, you will enroll three people. Now, here's what I'm going to say. If you contact 60 people over the next 30 days and you don't enroll three people, A, I would be shocked. But more importantly than that, I would want you to call me. And I want to hear how you're recruiting people. As a matter of fact, any of you on this phone, if you want to take 10 minutes of my time over the next week or two, just give me a text. Let me know when you want to have 10 minutes. We will schedule 10 minutes. And I want to hear you try to recruit me into Impact. Any of you up for the challenge? Any of you want to try to recruit me into Impact? Now, keep in mind, you can't because I'm already here. But I think you understand what I'm saying. I want to hear what you're saying to people. Because I guarantee you, how you contact somebody is very important in the way of will they actually even take a look at the business. And if you want to get good at recruiting, recruit. You've heard practice makes perfect. That didn't just come out of thin air. That came about because people have realized when you practice, you get perfect. The key in making money in Impact, in any network marketing company, and the first thing you need to do is learn how to become a master recruiter, a professional recruiter. You can read every book in the world on recruiting. It won't matter. You can watch every video. If you want to become a good recruiter, recruit. Now, the cool thing is, all those years ago when I began network marketing, to make big money, you had to become a master recruiter, but you also needed to become a master trainer. And in the old days, when I would enroll you, we did what was called a 48-hour training. That's within 48 hours I sat down with you for 1 hour and taught you step-by-step what you needed to do. Well, you see, what we've done, now your training is a little easier than that. No longer do you have to worry about sitting down with them for an hour telling them what to do, because you can tell them what to do in 10 minutes. So what do you think I told both people that I sponsored into the business over the last 48 hours? I'm going to tell you what I did. I told them I want to get them off on the right track. I made sure that they got the Tagachi app and they watched every Impact video that was in there, especially the short training series with those 2 to 5 minute videos. I then told them that their next assignment is to go to Impact Central and listen to 2 28-minute audios, the cycle of duplication, and next after that, you want them to listen to how to make six figures over the next 12 months. That is now how you become a master trainer. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't spend time and teach them how to go through the back office. That's important. Teach them where everything is. That's important. teach them about this website and that website. That's all important. And I'm never going to say that that portion of a training is not important. It is. But I didn't really spend a lot of time. I let the tools do the work. I let them know there's a sampling site. And oh, by the way, rather than me explaining to you how to use a sampling site, we actually have a video on how to use the sampling site. I told them when they go into it, I gave them the most rudimentary understanding of the back office. The most rudimentary 5 minutes. But the most important training I gave them was what I just told you. That's it. Now, here's the other thing that's important. When you stop recruiting, you begin to lose the ability to recruit. And it needs to be a constant thing that you do, no matter where you are, no matter how much money you're making. I've got a young man that I've mentored for years. He was with my last network marketing company for a year and a half. His name is Jed, and he lives in San Diego. Well, we didn't have the right products. He was in his early 20s. My last company didn't have the right products for him. And so he went into a network marketing company that had energy drinks, which is now pretty much defunct. And then he went to another network marketing company where they set him up in Europe to make some money. And I'm really happy for him. I'm proud of him. But my friend Jed, who still calls me at least 3 times a year for advice, always asks the same question every time I speak to him. Eddie, you make so much money. Do you still recruit people? And the answer is yes. He said, when do you stop recruiting? I said, well, I guess if you're a multimillionaire, you can stop recruiting. But the truth of the matter is, your whole business success is predicated on you recruiting people and teaching people how to recruit. It's very, very important that you do that. You can't get lazy. Don't say, oh, man, I just sponsored this guy, and he used to make so much money in network marketing, and now I got it made in the shade, and I don't have to do anything anymore, because that's the wrong way to go. You know, the person that enrolled me into my last network marketing company made a mistake. He stopped recruiting, and then he couldn't keep the diamond position, and he ended up selling his position to somebody for short money. Isn't that sad? He would have made so much money here. But he figured, I sponsored Eddie Freeman. I got it made in the shade. Well, you know what? Sponsoring somebody that's good, a workaholic like me, that's a good thing. There's no doubt about it. But the truth of the matter is, that's not enough. That's not enough. You've got to make things happen. Remember, to become a diamond, you need 7 personally recruited legs with a 300 in them, right? You need 7. You can't recruit one person and make a fortune, can you? Because if you just recruit one person, no matter how good they are, you've got one leg. You've got one leg. It's not enough. You've got to recruit people, because there's always, I mean, this is a rule in network marketing, and it's part of what we do. There's always a third leaving, a third staying. And if you don't replace them with a new third, you're going to go backwards, and you're going to wonder why. You're going to point fingers, my upline isn't placing people in my downline. That's ridiculous. I hear that sometimes. Oh, I was put in the wrong spot. I'm not getting enough spillover. In my last network marketing company, where I made $8 million in over 9 years, I didn't get any spillover. My upline placed a grand total of 1 person in my downline, and that person one time placed an order for $100. It might have been on my weak leg, which means I would have made a whopping $10. That's what I got from my upline. But I always look at it, I say, you know what? Would you love to be the master distributor of impact? How good would that be? Oh, my God, here's this new company. It's going to be this giant company. Man, I wish I was the master distributor. But think about it. Who's going to put people in your other leg if you're the master distributor? You have to build 2 legs, and you have to build them all by your own. And how do you do that as a master distributor? you enroll people in both legs. It is that simple. And you got to enroll 7 people as quickly as you possibly can. And then teach them the basic steps. That's why it's important to get people off to a fast start. Get 5 people to your home. Let's do a webinar in your house. We had a temporary webinar with Janice Smith the other night, and somehow I screwed up on my end because the audio came out probably as good as I could do. However, I screwed up on the video on a couple of pages towards the end, and so we did not put that up yet because we'd like to get it perfect. Now, we may just put it up as is until I can re-record one, and it'll probably be maybe Tuesday before I can record one again, or maybe even Sunday night. So if Janice is listening, let's shoot for Sunday night, and then we can get it up on Impact Central for Monday or Tuesday. And I think that would be the best thing of Sunday night. You know, so let's say that we're going to do that. And then when you bring people in, my gosh, just have them get 5 people to their home. You go there if you can, if they're local. Push play. Have them watch the whole webinar, by the way, that I did with Janice, 18 minutes long, 18 minutes and change. So, I mean, we really got this thing nailed. And it's an updated PowerPoint, almost identical to the original one. Couple of little differences. And you're going to see some differences as relevant newspaper articles come out, and I'm able to put them in there that makes it relevant. You know, like I now start every meeting, you know, by showing them the USA Today article. I think that is very important. The fact that Career Builders said that 78% of the people in the United States live paycheck to paycheck. 3 out of 4 people live paycheck to paycheck. Can you relate to this? And then I explain why. It's all about the mechanics of wealth and what we were taught to trade time for money and how you can't get ahead that way. And see, that's why I never get discouraged in Impact. I never get discouraged. Oh, yeah, I feel bad that I haven't been out recruiting, but I feel good today. I feel the best I've felt in a long time because I enrolled a couple of people. And I promise you this, if you're dragging a little bit, if people in your downline have left and gone to another company, or they've just quit altogether, or they had this negative thing to say, or they didn't like the product, they didn't like the comp plan, they didn't like Eddie, one way or the other, you know what to do? Next, and get somebody else. And then the reason you want people to get off to that fast start is you want to drive a leg deep. See, when I enrolled, I want to talk about this guy, James, I just enrolled. I wanted him to look and see that you got to make a list. Why? Because I want to start speaking with his people. Why? Because I want him to enroll somebody. Why? Because I want that person to enroll somebody, and I want that person to enroll somebody. And what happens is when you drive that leg, it may not be the person that you enrolled that turns out to be the one with the fire that wants to make this thing happen. He may enroll somebody who enrolls somebody who enrolls somebody. And then the next thing you know, that person shoots out of the blocks. And bam, the next thing you know, they're kicking it. You didn't even enroll them. But you're going through their circle of influence, going down and making this thing work. And that's why people ask me, well, who do you try to enroll? Me? Everybody. Everybody. I don't just go after business people and lawyers and doctors and accountants. I go after everybody because you don't know who the person knows. I mean, I'll never forget when I first got started in network marketing. It was in a skincare company that was back in 1990, and I heard the story of a woman named Martha Lowry. And Martha had been a cleaning woman in Kansas City. And who would ever expect that a cleaning woman would go on to earn $1 million a year in network marketing? I mean, as you're going through your list, are you thinking, man, I got to call her. She's a cleaning woman. Man, yeah, he's a janitor. Yeah, I got to call him right away. Maybe you're not thinking in terms of that, right? But you don't know what's in their heart. You don't know what their goals are. Maybe they hate being a cleaning woman. Maybe they don't like being a janitor. Maybe they don't like working in the school cafeteria, driving the school bus. Maybe they don't like their job. Maybe they're unhappy doing what they're doing. You don't know. I mean, people didn't recruit me when I owned my jewelry store because they thought I was doing so well and I wouldn't want to look at it. I had a girl that used to work for me and, she moved to Florida and then she got into a network marketing company and then didn't recruit her. And 2 years later, when I got into that same company and I called to recruit her, she was shocked that I was in. She said, Eddie, you're one of the first people I thought of. But, Eddie, I didn't call you because I knew you were doing so well in your jewelry business that it would have been useless. Well, what my friend Donna didn't know is that I was unhappy in the jewelry business. I had armed robberies. I had people stealing from me. I was tired, and I was out looking. I wasn't looking at the want ad. We didn't have Career Builder in those days. I was Craigslist. I wasn't looking in the want ads in the Boston Globe. But you know what? I was unhappy about being a jeweler. And she didn't come to me. It is amazing. And so you've got to go after everybody. Because what happened when somebody went after Martha, and all it was she was cleaning this doctor's house. And she sees all these skincare products. She gets into it. Now, she didn't know about anything other than, here, let's sample the product. That's what she did. She got the skincare product on people's faces. Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that look good? Do you know what signed people up? She didn't understand the comp plan. I mean, you try to go explain a stair-step breakaway, good luck. And this girl had no formal education. She wasn't a math major or anything. And I was a math major. I didn't understand that comp plan. She wasn't explaining the comp plan. She was putting product on people's faces. Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that look good? Well, guess what? You can make money with this. And what happened was, in less than 2 years' time, she was earning $100,000 a month, and Martha Lowry became a millionaire. And I talk about Martha because she's an inspiration. She was an inspiration to me then, and she should be an inspiration to you as well. It just goes to show, it doesn't matter. You know what matters most? Excitement. If I've got two people that I could enroll, one person knows the comp plan inside and out. One person could give me a one-hour-long dissertation on the wonders of curcumin and beets and zinc and every ingredient in our product. And they could talk to you about every trend in the United States and whatever. Or I had a person that's excited. And they're out there spreading the word, giving samples to people, following up with people. I'll take the excited person all day long. All day long. You got to get excited about your business. Because the other thing is, when you start making these phone calls, the more calls you make, the more excited you're going to get. And I promise you, just like me, you could have 15 people in a row say no to you. No, I don't want to do this. No, what could you be thinking? No, you're an idiot. Those things don't work. No, I can buy curcumin in the store for less money. No, I already use beets. No, no, no. And on, and you start to get discouraged. No, I don't like your comp plan. No, I don't. The bottom line is this. I don't care how many no's in a row you get. Bottom line is, all it's going to take is one yes, just like I got 2 days ago. And then I followed that up with a second yes. It was back-to-back yeses, and it was bam, bam. And now it's like, oh, new life. I'm back in the game. Oh, this is awesome. And you know what? I guarantee you that no matter how many points you need to get airfare or hotel room or anything for our next event, you're going to see Eddie Freeman's name there. You just write that down. You are going to see my name there with free something, okay? Because I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to lead by example. And I'm going to recruit people. Who wants to join me? Who wants to feel good this week? who wants to enroll two people this week? Well, I'll tell you what. Any of you between this call and Saturday's call that enroll two brand new people, I don't care if it's at the $199 package, okay? You enroll two new people and then call me, and I'm going to have something special for you. And then I want to announce your name on next Saturday's call. Any of you going to join me? Is there anybody on this call? Because in 2 seconds, I'm going to open up this call, and I want to hear it. I want to hear that, you know what? You're going to be on the next call, that you've enrolled a couple of people, and I'm going to do something very special for all of you that enrolled two people between now and next Saturday. Well, guys, it is we've come to the 30-minute mark of this call. So I appreciate each and every one of you. I love you guys so much, and I want you to have everything. And that's why I know if you enroll people this week, then next week on Saturday's call, you're going to sound like I did on today's call. And I'm really, really happy, because I enrolled two people. Who's going to join me? With that, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Don't miss the webinar Monday night. And, of course, remember, Greg and Becky do a great call on Monday night. And enroll a couple people this week, and it won't be long before we're on the beaches of the world together. Take care, everybody. We love you. Who's joining me, baby?
Janet.